All right, back now with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, it's another Monday, and not used to this, but the short end of a score against Catholic Memorial. You said it was going to be a tough game, but according to all accounts here, it was a great football game for the fans to be watching. So what do you bring away in terms of positives from your guys?
Oh, a whole heck of a lot. First of all, it was a great competition. It was fun. It was fun as a competitor, as a coach. I think the players had a lot of fun. It was great competition, great opponent, talent-wise. It was pretty good bang for your buck if you're a fan.
Yeah.
It was a high level of football being played, and it was a pleasure to be a part of it.
When your kids face a team like that, because it's not always getting a proper schedule for you guys, does it give them an idea of what they are or what they can be in terms of the highest level of competition? Because again, from Gene DiPlacido's account, it was a great football game. But you mentioned even before last week how talented Catholic Memorial is.
Yeah, I think I told the guys after the game. I said I know more about us now than I did before or after any of the wins we had leading up to it. It was when you went in 40-6 and it's 34-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you find out about your team. Mm-hmm. You know you're pretty good, but you want to see them with live bullets against a really good opponent. It doesn't always have to be the best team in New England like it was the other day. But, it was rewarding as a coach, and it was we liked what we found out as a staff about our kids. Number one that jumped out to me was our compete level and our toughness. I thought our kids played extremely tough, and they just competed their butts off. And it was a great football game. It was four quarters, came down to the end, and they made a few more plays than we did.
Yeah, and it is, she also mentioned, the fact that Catholic Memorial does not often get pushed to a full game. And your guys have had some games, too, where they don't have to play the entire four quarters. But this is a good matchup, a tune-up, I would suppose, at this time of year, Brian, as you head into the playoffs. So how do you use this experience, and then what do you do in terms of either changing your practices or keeping them the same?
Yeah, we're not going to change anything. We will learn from it. We'll watch it. Far from perfect. A lot of mistakes made. It was a winnable ball game. So there's that side of it too as a coach. Like, losses are great opportunities for growth. And that's kind of how we're viewing that. And, I don't think anyone's down. The kids were down after the game. They really believe we're going to win. So mm-hmm. did I. And, whenever you're in a competition like that, you're down. But I think they handled it really well. I think they know when we do it right and we do it the way we're taught to do it and expect to do it, that we're very formidable. So, I think the kids know that, and they took that away from it. But we know we got another Catholic Conference class coming up this week, homecoming here. So it never stops. And you're looking to build it and be on the right side of the pendulum in terms of momentum going in the playoffs. And we are right now.
You mentioned homecoming against BC High this weekend. And as a former player and going through all the levels of football that you have, and now having done a number of homecoming as coach, do you have any particular memory, Brian, in terms of what it means for you or for the kids? Because, the more you go through these things, they sort of become routine, but you remember what it was like, and it's very important for these kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's typically just one of those deals where it's always an afternoon game on our campus. I can count on one hand how many times it hasn't been sunny and about 65 with foliage and a perfect setting for football.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's one of those deals where it's a little bit brighter, a little bit more crisp, a little bit just in your memory. And mm-hmm. it's usually a really good opponent, and it's usually, fortunately for us, it's been a win quite a bit. So, I mean, I hope they look forward to that and take that out of it. I know BC High is struggling record-wise, but they had a big win last week, and they're still a Catholic Conference team. They come in with size, speed, and athleticism. So any week you're in the Catholic Conference, it's magnified a little bit, and our kids know that.
How many more weeks before the playoffs begin, Coach?
Two. We got this week and the following.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So anything else you want to mention, Brian? I know it's difficult talking about losses, but as you say, you can use it as a learning experience, and the kids have got a long way to go yet.
Yeah, I mean, we were just grateful for the opportunity to have great competitions. It was awesome. It was a great environment. My kids showed up and went toe-to-toe with a great team, and they were everything we thought they'd be, and I thought we were everything I thought we could be. And it was a winnable game. You don't like to, you know, you don't like the moral victory type of deal, but I like what I saw out of our kids. I like the look in their eye. I like their compete level. So that's all stuff to build on, and we're going to be all right.
Yeah, I understand the moral victory part. I talked to Mark Betancourt one time after they almost beat Everett a few years ago, and I think I almost mentioned the term moral victory, and boy, did he get angry. So I appreciate that and understand.
It was none of that post-game, but I think the kids, they understand they have a chance to be a good team.
Exactly. All right, Coach, good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you next week, I hope.
I appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you, Brian. Take care. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the head football coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.